That's a full count with no place to put Correa and the tying run 90 feet away. Whoever wasn't standing before is to their feet now.
The Astros can feed off the energy of this crowd. They talk about it all the time.
Correa ready. 3-2 from Street. And that's lined into right center field for a base hit. Springer scores. Gonzalez around third. He'll score. A walk-off two-run hit for Carlos Correa. And the Astros win it in the bottom of the ninth. 3-2. Mob scene in short center field.
He does it time and time again. The Astros have a few of those guys, but this 21-year-old is really special. The whole at bat, he just worked straight, finally got something to handle, and crushed it to right center.
Astros back at 500 for the first time since the second day of the season with this victory. And the Astros take their fourth in a row, taking the first two games of this three-game series from the Angels.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
With their sixth walk-off win of the season, their first one in the bottom of the ninth this year as they defeat the Angels tonight by a final of 3-2. Time now to be joined by our Landry's player of the game. It's the winning pitcher tonight. Luke Gregerson pitched a scoreless ninth inning, picking up a strikeout. That one had to feel really good for this ball club, Luke, getting that victory and getting back to 500.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this team's been playing some really good baseball lately, and I feel like, you know, what happened early on in the season was just a matter of time before things turned around, and sure enough, they are.
Luke, what was the sentiment in the dugout before the bottom of the ninth inning? You had the top of the order up, Springer and Marwin and Altuve, Correa. You got the meat of this order up. Was there a pretty good feeling in the dugout?
You know, it was. You know, the guys went up to bat. They put up some really good at-bats against a really good pitcher. You know, he's got one of the, I think, highest save percentages in the game since who knows when. But they went up there. They took some really tough pitches, got on base, and, you know, the rest took care of itself.
And Gregerson, you've been pitching very well in this setup role. You pitch well for much of the year as the closer as well. What do you think is the key for you in terms of that consistency that you've had out of the bullpen your entire career and certainly since you've been with the Astros?
I don't know. It's just one of those things. You just got to find that comfort zone once in a while. You know, when you're pitching well, things go your way. When you're not pitching well, things don't. I feel like I just got stuck in a little rut with some really good quality pitches not going my way. And, you know, they kind of cost me a few times. But, you know, I wasn't too worried about it. I just keep going out there, keep throwing the ball the way I know how to, and hope for good things. And, you know, we see things turning around here, and just got to keep it going.
Look, and everything looks tight right now. Your slider looks as good as it has all season long, your last couple of outings. That feels good, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's the one pitch that really got me here.
Right.
And it's the pitch that I feel like it's been keeping me here, too. So it's if I lose that one, it's tough for me to pitch sometimes.
All right, congratulations, Luke, on your first one of the season and the victory for the Astros.
All right, guys, appreciate it.
Visit astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at astros.com/radio.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. Afternoon baseball for the Astros and Angels, final game of a three-game series. The Astros have won the first two in large part yesterday from Colin McHugh. A great effort from you, Colin. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. It's good to be here.
All right, yesterday, it started out a little bit rough. And you've had those problems this year a little bit in the first inning, but you wiggled out of a jam. I thought it was probably the turning point in the game. And I said to Robert in between innings, I said, that could have been the ball game right there, because what you're able to do with runners on second and third with already one run in for the Angels was really wiggle out of a jam and keep the damage at a real minimum.
Yeah, you know, it didn't start out the way we had planned it. You know, you plan to go out there and get your first three outs, and that's what you work on in the pen, and all of a sudden it's like chopper in the infield, hit a guy's pant leg, and then you get Trout up there, which, you know, you got to make really good pitches to him, and I didn't. So, to be able to make some good pitches when we needed them in that inning and kind of limit the damage is what you're looking for.
At what point, with nobody out in the inning and runners on second, third, are you thinking strikeout? Is once you get to two strikes?
Yeah, I mean, you really – when there's runners on third with nobody out, and I said this yesterday, you
disregard.
Yeah, you can't really think about the guy on third. You know, not over 90%, that guy's going to score.
Yep.
But when you get to two strikes, if you get to two strikes on the hitter, you got to be looking for a punch out.
And you got Nava on the curveball, so out number one. So you start breathing a little bit, and you got to get ahead of the next guy, and that was C.J. Crone, who's a dangerous hitter in his own right.
Yeah, I knew where we had some spots in the strike zone that we could attack him.
Okay.
We could attack him up with some heaters, and hopefully when we get ahead, you can spin some breaking balls down and see if we can get him to chase, and that's really what we did. Two high heaters, and we were able to throw a couple good curveballs.
Payoff pitch again. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a curveball. Two out. Back-to-back Ks for Colin McHugh.
You got the tapper back to you by Jeffrey Marte to end that inning.
McHugh is set at the belt. Now delivers. Curveball tap weakly. Back to McHugh. Fields it on the grass in front of the mound and tosses it to first in plenty of time to end the inning. Angels get a run, but it could have been much worse.
What is your mindset coming off the mound? It's like, who? I mean, you're a little bit of relief, or you're a little bit mad at yourself for putting yourself in that situation?
A little bit mad at yourself, but I think overall, you're happy. You're obviously happy getting out of it.
Yeah.
A little bit relieved because you know you dodged a bullet there.
And you're able to do it again. Hector Santiago, by the way, pitched a great game for the Angels, and in the sixth inning, neck and neck, and here we go. Mike Trout leads off that inning with a triple, ends up not scoring. How'd you work out of that one?
It's another one of those things. And I told George when we came in, because Trout kind of jammed himself down the line, and George made an outstanding effort. And
sure.
I told him, I'll take that effort 10 times out of 10. Even if he gets a triple, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. But a guy, you know, laying himself out on the line like that, like George does every night, it's what we come to expect. And obviously, I would take that. But then you kind of put yourself in a situation where, once again, you got to make pitches to the middle of their lineup, which, you know, we were. Me and Gaddy had a really good game plan back there, especially that third time through the lineup, mixing pitches up a little bit, staying aggressive maybe in different areas of the strike zone that they hadn't seen before.
Maybe in the last year or so, maybe the fewest cutters you've thrown in during the course of an entire game in a long time, right?
Yeah, and it kind of had something to do with, A, that they'd seen me a lot, and they kind of, that's their approach a lot of times had been look out over the plate, look out for something a little bit slow, like a little wrinkle out over the plate to hit, and we weren't gonna allow them to do that.
Here it comes. Tap weakly out in front of the plate, fielded by McHugh, underhands to first, inning over. How about Colin McHugh, a leadoff triple by Mike Trout, but Trout is stranded at third base.
Nice thing with Colin McHugh. Colin, I know you were reading the book by Jeff Passan, The Arm. It's been a popular book for a lot of guys reading that lately, and it's talking about the Tommy John surgery. Anything that you took out of that book that is interesting to you?
Yeah, it was a really interesting read. Really good writing, and I think that's something I appreciate a lot, reading Jeff. But I think when a young kid, I don't think I understood really the kind of epidemic that we're in with young kids throwing as much as they do, because I didn't do that growing up. I played three different sports and played baseball in the spring and maybe a little bit in the fall, but in the summer I just played outside with my buddies, and then in the fall and winter I played soccer and basketball. So I don't think I really understood what travel ball was all about, because I never did that either. And but I think just more than anything, learning that it's not necessarily, I don't think it's necessarily mechanics, I don't think it's necessarily how hard you throw or whatever you do. I think that it's just listening to your body and understanding that, especially at this level that we're at right now, you can't grind it every day 110%. And expect yourself to be at 100% all season. Yeah, you've got to listen to your body. You got to listen to your arm and kind of be your own best pitching coach, doctor, therapist at times.
Sure.
And really understand what you're capable of.
There you go. That's Colin McHugh. Colin, great job yesterday. Thanks for catching up.
Thanks a lot.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On June 22nd, 2002, Cubs catcher Joe Girardi came out to home plate at Wrigley Field and announced that the game had been canceled and asked the crowd to say a prayer for the Cardinals family. Indeed, the Cardinals were devastated. Their ace pitcher, Daryl Kyle, was late for the game, which was unheard of. The team called the hotel, and Kyle was found dead in his room. He had suffered a fatal heart attack. News spread quickly, and it hit the Astros hard. Kyle's close friends Jeff Bagwell and Craig Biggio were so broken up that they were unable to start the Astros game at Minute Maid. The game with the Mariners went extra innings. In the bottom of the 12th, with the game tied at 2, Bagwell came up to pinch hit with two outs and the bases loaded and a tear in his eye. He singled to right center, and the Astros won 3-2.
Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And a walk-off win yesterday, Carlos Correa driving all three runs in the game, including the two-run single to win that contest, and just a fun night for him, fun night for the team.
Yeah, no, it took us all the way to the very end, but, you know, we continued to hang in there a little bit, and Correa came up big to kick start our scoring with the homer. And then there's nobody better up at the plate with the game on the line. I mean, he and Altuve both, with runners in scoring position at that point, I felt really good about it. And it was nice to see us build an inning, win on a single, and go home happy.
And it was all set up. I mean, Houston Street wasn't as sharp as he can be, but, I mean, two really good plate appearances from Springer and from Marwin Gonzalez to draw the walks to help set that inning up.
Yeah, and definitely in a probably unmentioned stolen base by Springer that got him in scoring position, which gave Marwin multiple options to get him to third base if he'd put the ball in play. So, you know, when the top of the order is going to be in the mix, you know, I like our chances. It's never easy to put a multiple number up on the board against a closer, and Streets can be really tough on us. But we stayed disciplined. He pitched around the margins. We took a couple walks, got a couple hits, and like I said, went home happy.
And Marwin Gonzalez, he's been playing really well, been getting a chance to play every day for the last couple of weeks and making the most of that opportunity.
He is. You know, he's a very valuable player, and you know, obviously the better he plays, the more I want to play him. And he's predominantly playing first base, which is probably his least comfortable position. It's probably gotten more comfortable as he's played more, but his defense has been good. His at-bat quality's gotten better. You know, putting him in the two-hole has really sparked his swing. So it's nice, probably nice hitting in front of Altuve and Correa, but, you know, he's been a very valuable part of getting us back to where we're at.
And Colin McHugh, back-to-back strong outings, had the good start in St. Louis and two runs in seven innings yesterday.
Yeah, it's good, and he was very efficient. He attacked the strike zone. He didn't shy away from it. You know, he had a couple innings where he stranded guys at third base with no outs, and after, you know, Trout triple, and he ends up not scoring and things of that nature. So, I mean, Colin was pretty gutty last night by using his pitches. He had some put-away breaking balls that were very impressive, and he tacked on a quality start. You know, deserved the win, didn't get it, but – nonetheless gave us every chance he could.
You got George Springer in the lineup DHing today, and you know, you talked about it with Gattis getting back to catching and how that frees up that DH spot, so you can give a guy like Springer a partial day off.
Yeah, it's a half a day off. Altuve did it a couple days ago. He got a little refreshed. I mean, it's never a full day off when you're even though, because you're in the game mentally and physically, but I can take some of the pounding away. I can give Gattis a day off. He's played predominantly every day, either DH or catch for the last couple weeks, and with this matchup here, I wanted to get Tony Kemp in the lineup. You know, I've had a hard time getting him in the lineup as good as our outfield has played. So, all in all, I think it helps three or four people by not having the DH go to one person.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Robert Ford. Steve Sparks. On your radio. The Houston Astros Radio Network.